KQED.
If you eat at a gourmet restaurant in the San Francisco Bay Area or LA, there's a good chance your meal will include some high-end produce from the Central Valley. Ironically, even though small farms near Fresno nourish the state's farm-to-fork movement, few restaurants there serve locally grown food. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca takes us to a new spot that's trying to put Fresno on the foodie map.
Drive down Highway 99, and you can't miss one of the great contradictions of the Central Valley. Miles of farmland where so much healthy produce is grown, and the barrage of tall neon signs beckoning drivers to fast food restaurants.
Okay, specials for the day. We've got a quiche, a gluten-free quiche.
Even though it's got a big sign near the freeway, the restaurant Organic Fresno isn't your typical roadside stop.
Chickpea of the sea, that's a mock tuna. It's made with garbanzo beans, Brazil nuts, and a little dulce, which is like a seaweed. Put a little pickles and tomatoes on that. That's really good.
We have the grand privilege of living in the food basket of the world, and so we should have the most amazing food culture in the world.
But Chef Tara Hamilton knows Fresno struggles with poverty and obesity. It's the kind of place where people camp out for hours when a new chain fast food restaurant opens up. Not really the kind of town where people queue up for homemade probiotic kefir and non-GMO raw vegan chickpea pate. But Hamilton's up for the challenge.
So our mission is nutrition access, that you have the right to nutritionally dense food.
Hamilton, who was born in India, is an organic raisin farmer. Her father was a Sikh priest, and her mother used to cook free meals for hundreds of temple goers.
Food is a very intimate act. And we don't see it that way. My mom trained me to view it that way. We take food into our bodies three times a day. Where did it come from? Who grew it? Do you know?
So Hamilton goes to great lengths to explain to customers just where each ingredient comes from. On weekend nights, she dons a microphone headset.
So our brown rice comes from Coda Family Farms. They are the oldest rice farm that's family-owned in California.
Hamilton's six kids all hang out at the restaurant. The older ones help cook and serve the food. The rest of the staff is mainly volunteer. Local food activist Rachel Carpenter is juicing watermelons, rinds and all. She's decided that volunteering at Hamilton's restaurant is the best way to change Fresno's food culture.
What she's doing here is very affordable, especially when you talk about organic foods.
$10 for a vegetarian lunch entree, soup, and salad. $12.50 if it's got meat. And if people can't afford that, Hamilton has a pay-what-you-can policy for some menu items.
Natural food, which is what organic food is, should be available to everybody. I really think that you should have to pay a premium to have chemicals sprayed on your food.
But she's having a tough time drawing some locals who question the restaurant's location. An easy stop off the freeway, but sandwiched between cheap motels in an area known for the sex trade. Organic Fresno's pulling out all the stops to attract local customers to the neighborhood.
These are raw, unpasteurized, soaked almonds.
Hosting weekly cooking classes featuring Fresno-grown ingredients.
So today we're making the valley shake, and it's super simple. That's pretty much all the ingredients, is almonds and raisins. There's a little bit of cinnamon.
But still, Tara Hamilton says 80% of her business comes from out-of-towners, people heading to Yosemite, Southern California, or the Bay Area, who want an alternative to chain restaurants. People like Stephen Ardahl, whose wife Googled organic food as they were driving up the highway from Orange County.
And we just said we refuse to have food that's not wholesome, that's not good for us. We're driving in the car for 7 hours.
The restaurant is trying to attract tourists and locals alike with a weekend dinner theater. The latest production is a whodunit about a wildfire in Yosemite. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.